Principle number 3. I talk about what's important to me, even if that means breaking free from my strategy. Your strategy is everything from how you show up to how you operate. It's how you've trained yourself to be, who you expect yourself to be, and it can also become who people expect you to be. Refuse to let your image, online and offline, dictate how you show up. Refuse to get caught up in making your Instagram grid perfect or sticking to a specific email content style or text messaging strategy. Refuse to confine yourself to a box. Instead, express yourself and let your content, messaging, and communication reflect who you are. Let it all reflect your potency. I remember the old days of Instagram when I caved and chose to follow specific grid styles like everyone else on the platform. I was left feeling frustrated when I felt inspired to share something but couldn't because the image didn't follow my grid pattern. I also remember crafting disciplined content strategies that left me feeling chained to my content and not creative. In fact, I used to create content strategies for brands and companies when I had my social media marketing agency. I remember wearing masks and pretending to be okay when I really wasn't, because that's what people expected of me, when really all I wanted to feel was free to express myself. What I've learned through all of this is that there is no freedom in sticking to a set of rules. Being who people expect you to be may help you feel liked or accepted. The styles that you adopt can definitely elevate your brand image, and the strategies that you put into place can definitely boost your numbers. Still, all of this can also dilute your potency by holding you hostage to a particular set of parameters. Where's the freedom in that? Imagine hearing about a significant event in our world that you feel passionate about but not free to speak about because today you're scheduled to share your latest podcast episode. Imagine receiving earth-shattering news and not feeling free to express your feelings because people expect you to show up a certain way. Imagine feeling a surge of inspiration and creativity but not feeling free to share it with the world because today you're supposed to announce your latest product launch. Is this really leadership? You have the freedom to break free from your strategy. As a potent leader, it's your responsibility to lead by being who you be and not by an image that you're trying to maintain.